Do you know who you're messing with? Do you know who you're messing with?
So yeah, like I was saying, I stuck the pole up him, and then he squealed, but I didn't understand if that was work related or not, so I just went home.
Okay.
EC Sports
stuck the pole up him. Pause.
Yes.
Two lines.
Yeah.
Pause.
Mm-hmm. Inside. Dion, Rick,
Williams Estate
at the Williams Compound. You missed it. There was some horses galloping in the prairie in the back.
It was majestic. It looks like a green screen. Mm-hmm. Is it a blue screen? Green screen.
Yep.
Yeah, sorry, getting old. What do we got today?
Yeah, what we got going on today?
We got a lot of walking over there.
Uh-oh.
Sorry, my son's over there working out.
This is called parenting multitasking. A lot going on. Last time we checked in with you guys, Russell Westbrook was still a member of the Oklahoma City Thunder.
And Chris Paul is a member of the Houston Stankets.
Yeah. And
now,
all of a sudden, they've switched places to everybody's fucking surprise.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Immediate reaction to Brody and the beard on the same team.
Yeah, I mean,
again,
a lot of people are iffy about it because they both demand the ball.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if there's a but. I might be in the same realm of what their thought process is, because they are two very strong personalities that a lot of people have shown they probably can't play with, but it's not being told in the media.
Mm-hmm.
So I am interested to see. I mean, you would think they did some type of research before they made that trade.
Ooh, the Rockets? Mr. Daryl Morey, smartest guy in the biz? Mr. Analytics Anonymous himself?
Do you think I was like, all right, they don't get along, let's get him out of here for whatever we can get?
Yeah.
We'll take on Russ's contract just to get rid of him because they don't want to play. Or
I could see the case for both of them, dude. Like, for the Rockets, they'd see that CP3 and Harden weren't working. Mm-hmm. No matter what they told us, when we saw it too, but they weren't working. And if someone went up to Daryl Morey and said, hey, we can give you a 20 or a 30-year-old point guard still in his prime. Right. Chris Paul, former MVP, still averaging a triple double. Yes, he is number two in usage all time behind your star player. But you get another player at the top of his game, at the top of his game.
Yes.
Right now. Now, how their games mix. I don't know. That's cheeky.
It's strong. I don't know. I mean, that's just a team with two guns.
Mm-hmm.
They're both been MVPs, so their mindset and their personalities have already felt themselves with beautiful oils and berries. So they love themselves to death.
And they've been told they've been loved.
Yes.
Like,
and they're in Houston, so we shall see. I mean, their owner is very rich.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to make a splash.
Aggressive.
Golden State is no longer the face or the team to beat.
Yeah.
Now the Lake Show is. So
Rockets probably feel like they still have.
Yeah.
Well, they know they have just as equal as a chance as last year.
And James Harden is he's just a amazing regular season player.
See.
But once that playoff hits, truth happens.
Oh, and wait, playoff basketball is reffed and officiated differently than regular season basketball?
Ref.
You mean those James Harden travels and forced calls don't get called in the playoffs?
Yeah. I mean,
what?
That's how it works. And then Russell has a very strong, like I said, personality.
Yeah.
On the floor and with the media and with fans.
That's some clanks,
so
man.
It's just a lot of stuff going on. And then their supporting cast. I don't know. I mean, I don't see a supporting cast.
You're not big on PJ Tucker?
Yeah, PJ Tucker and Clint Capella.
Gerald Green doesn't do it for you?
The Eric Bishop. What's his name?
Eric Gordon.
I'm sorry.
None of those guys doing it? That doesn't scream championship?
I don't see the stat sheet
I
don't see the team scouting report being scared of those guys when you got the Lakers, the Clippers, Portland, San Antonio.
By the way,
Denver.
Russ is not, the most motivated defender either. No. We all know what James is.
Mm-hmm.
The antithesis of defense, whatever defense is, he is the opposite.
Exactly.
I don't care if his numbers have gotten better. A F minus to a D minus is still not helping the team on the court from that end. You combine that with, last time I checked, there's only going to be one basketball and one hoop that they're shooting on.
Whether they're in the Toyota Center, the United Center, or the Dunkin' Donuts Center.
So the question is, who's going to adjust? If I'm James Harden, you coming to my team.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I'm the MVP. I won MVP doing it this way. I should have taken down the taken down Golden State.
Yeah.
Right? If Chris Paul, old ass, didn't get hurt, maybe.
Mike D'Antoni doesn't really care. He's not going to lead them to.
And then that's that.
I mean,
about D'Antoni.
Mike D'Antoni is Mike D'Antoni. We saw what he did with the Lakers. We saw what he did with New York. He's just what he is. He has a very low shelf life.
Yeah.
So does his offense. And
you
it
like
is
the
what
Pringles,
it is,
man. Like, if you rock that look of the no good. I do want to say goodbye. Sweet dreams. Enjoy the abyss.
Never lost.
For the next 10 years. Oklahoma City, we've been hearing and
they are so
putting up with their level of arrogance.
Actively seeking Chris Paul to leave.
Nope, y'all married together. Guess what? You can't flip that again. Sammy's running out of teams he could trade with.
Mr. Presti.
He's gotten 90 million assets already with his first trade partner in the Clippers. Everyone else has been traded and signing trades this summer. Players can't be traded. 40%, Bobby Marks said today, 40% of the league physically cannot be traded until what? It's like
right before the
draft. Right, exactly. So all those signing trades, that money can't move. All those max signings, that money can't move. Chris Paul makes an obnoxious amount of money, 36, 34 mil.
Yeah.
You can't just throw minimum contracts at it and say, we want CP. You physically can't do it right now.
Unless they buy him out. Yeah.
But I'm starting my life in Oklahoma City before I get rid of 34 million.
3-124.
Nope.
Win. No, he's going to be a bag collector. He had his chance. Sorry.
Right. And is that the end of the Chris Paul story then? Unless he gets traded to a contender, right? I don't even think Miami's a contender if they get him.
I don't see anybody. I mean,
and who's going to make the move?
How are they going to trade? Like, they just gave, I don't know.
The Knicks can't even do it, right? The teams we thought were stupid in the past, they're now relevant in the Nets, right? Maybe Minnesota. How about Minnesota? Can I interest you in Minnesota doing some dumb shit and trading for Chris Paul?
Thibodeau left, so.
Right.
I mean,
Ryan Saunders, Flip Sutton, rest in peace, Flip.
It's an interesting situation, and I'm looking forward to see what happens, but
we'll see.
I can't see anyone taking that contract unless he is cool with being bought out. So,
with that said, we do agree. Russ and Harden are going to be exciting, though.
I'm looking forward to it.
But
the other exciting part is seeing them blow up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The beauties in the car crash.
Because it's coming.
Where do you put them? Rankings as far as duos in the league. The league duos? Full of big duos now.
Well, I got to put them right behind Laurie Markkanen and Zach LaVine. For sure.
There we go.
And Wendell Carter, who's out 6 to 8 weeks, by the way. Oh, he's such an amazing pickup by Garpax. It's pathetic. 6 to 8 weeks abdominal strain.
Yeah. What do we call that on the EC Sports Show?
He is a bum. That's what we call him. I've actually called him a bum since his existence in our stadium.
It's all from the beginning, huh?
I've never.
You don't like his defensive game. And rebounding? They drafted him.
Seven pick.
He was, but they said his best attribute was his rebounding. Is that not exciting to you?
Yeah.
Okay. No?
No.
Well.
Yeah, right, but I look for it. But yeah, not to bullshit, but I would say obviously the Lake Show, the Clippers.
Yeah. So LeBron, AD, Kawhi, and two shoulders McGee, Paul George, then Harden, Russ, Brooklyn.
Brooklyn even to hurt Kevin Durant,
right?
Kyrie or better.
I'm taking them. What do you think about Golden State? Golden
State, I would the Smash Brothers. Splash Brothers, I still take over them.
Now, what is that duo there? Is it? It's still Steph and Clay, yeah, right? Yeah. That's the duo. ESPN went out and put their rankings of the best duos, and they put number one, Steph and Draymond. And I'm like, this is the bullshit that we be talking about, man. This is what we be talking about. Ooh. That y'all just be putting stuff up so people can get angry at it. They did like, that's your Kobe. Business model.
It's just, that's what they do. They did it with Kobe. Right. People used to talk shit to me. Oh, look, Kobe ranked 13th. Okay. And all they had Luol Deng up front of Kobe one year. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Who else we got as far as duos, right? So we hit the okay, so Philly.
Boston.
So Embiid and either pick Simmons or Harris.
Gave him a bag of
money. Yeah. Ugh. Shout out Ben Simmons for securing the bag while taking zero 3-pointers last year.
With no J.
That is what you call a finesse.
Yeah.
Shout out to him in Clutch Sports.
But like I said, who was it? Somebody said, I think it was not Sam Benson, former coach of the Timberwolves. Sam, I forgot his name.
But Sam, black dude.
Yeah. He said Tyson Chandler has made over $180 million in his career by just working hard. So it doesn't really, you don't have to come into the league as a scorer or a specifically specialty player. If you come in and work your ass off,
right,
hustle, that's all you got to do. Look at PJ Tucker. I mean, these dudes ain't.
PJ Tucker is a 6'5 power forward.
Yeah, with a lot of crazy shoes. So
who else we got on this list? So we got Greek Freak, Chris Middleton, Dame and CJ.
Yeah.
Right. So this is pretty deep. Jokic and Murray. Right.
Mitchell and now
and Rudy Gobert. I would say Mike. I put Mike Conley and Rudy Gobert. Yeah. We keeping it a buck.
Exactly.
Aldridge and DeRozan. That's cute.
Zingas and Doncic.
Yeah. How about the alt white lineup that the Mavericks are about to pump out
Big
this year?
Marky Cuban always giving you that. Seven-footer.
What'd he say? He's like, I love the European players play basketball, right? The American players, they're baby by the AAU system. All right, bet. You let me know.
Marky Mark.
You've had one star that was in Europe get you a championship. Arguably the best European basketball player ever.
True.
Don't talk to me about
every
how
big white European that can
people from other countries
compared.
Play the game the right way in American style. What's the score at the end of the day? Every Olympic.
That's Marky trying to ruffle your feathers.
Well,
that's what he does.
Enjoy the lottery once
Shark
again.
Himself.
So, I'm putting sure. As much as I rock with Porzingis. As I rock with a Porzingis, a Luka duo for the next 10 years, Porzingis is coming off of a torn ACL and getting faded in his hometown.
He did get faded.
Like, bro, you 7 feet tall. Who got up there? Anyway, but the team, it's just completely too young for this West right now.
Yeah.
Like,
it's not ready yet.
Speaking of which, by the way, we'll put it at the bottom. Updated betting lines. The Lakers are +125 to win the NBA Finals next year. It's crazy when people think that they didn't have such a successful offseason. I don't know how you go from not making the playoffs.
I am more excited to see who comes out of the East.
Okay.
Because it's wide open. I mean, the Bulls can make the playoffs.
Wow. You think
Who's
I don't know.
Who's
Boston? Yeah, Boston's going to make the playoffs.
Toronto?
Toronto's going to make the playoffs.
You say that real quick.
Yeah, because there are still more bad teams in the East.
Milwaukee, obviously.
Milwaukee's going to be in there. Brooklyn's going to be in there.
Charlotte will not.
Charlotte will not.
They were. Philly.
Right. Philly. You, who the fuck knows what's in Detroit right now? Shout out Derrick. I want Derrick Rose back in the playoffs. We put in Detroit in there.
Yep. Yep.
Him and Atlanta. Blake Griffin are going to be the weirdest.
Atlanta,
you know,
has a very.
We like Atlanta. We like Atlanta on this show. They're
what, 6-17?
Mm-hmm.
New York definitely would not be in the playoffs.
No.
Wow, the Bulls.
Indiana. Pacers are in. So, you know, we said a handful of teams. We said like 5-6 teams that we feel pretty good about. Mm-hmm. You know.
But it's just. It's so.
It's just like every year. That
smelly until KD comes back. In reference to the elite, mm-hmm. so to speak.
In the East.
So, I mean, Cleveland's not going nowhere. I mean, the Bulls might have a chance.
If you haven't gotten league pass in the past, this would be the year for you to watch as many basketball games as possible. There's going to be every night. There's going to be good matchups with all these duos.
There's more parity now, unlike the last few years with Golden State totally taking over and dominating.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to the season, which kicks off in September.
We can't even take a break.
Off next month. So, I mean, there's a lot going on, and the sports purgatory, so to speak, is going to be opening its doors very soon.
Oh, yeah. Before, not to go back to a depressing subject, but speaking of the Bulls, do you see if they would have a duo for the future that's currently on this team? Give me two players that you are keeping and saying they're good building blocks going forward.
Lauri Markkanen.
Yep. Who are you putting with him?
I got to see dude play a little more.
Kobe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to diss Zach LaVine, but it's like everybody overlooks him.
Can we just be honest about Zach LaVine, Chicago? Can we be honest? Can't he be a great slasher, but not a number one or a number two on a championship team?
Yeah.
Like, can't Zach LaVine be a... Oh, man.
What do you call him? I mean...
What do you call him?
What, like, is he? He's the tweener.
What is his comp on a championship team right now?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So... I don't think he could be Pascal Siakam.
No.
He would be there already. Pascal just got here.
Yeah.
Right? You look at the teams he can't be a CJ.
No.
CJ's already got that part in him.
Yeah.
Zach has gotten his money now. He got his big contract.
He wants to be that dude, though.
But if you haven't seen that jump yet.
Yeah.
The ceiling starts coming down.
Is it about points or just overall leadership and skill set?
Yeah, I think it's overall. Zach is not an interested defender.
No.
Right. What happens when his best attribute has his athleticism slows down one step.
Yeah.
The thing about the elite players is it doesn't matter is that they age, they get like fine wine. What happened with Kobe when he wasn't, you know, dunking on folks? He went right into the post and killed you right there on the block.
Mike did it too.
See, right. But you take Zach and what's Zach's move? What's Zach's go-to move?
Zach's
the dunk,
bro.
Slashing and dunking
to the rim and dunk
and catching. And he's a streaky 3-point shooter. We're not here to shit on Zach. It's just when you look about players going forward, I'd be surprised if Zach's a Bull in 5 years.
I mean, they gave him a lot of money.
He tried leaving to go to Sacramento.
Tried to grab his bag because that's all he cared about.
To Sacramento.
He's a perfect example of bag getter.
Do you think he did it just because they offered him the bag, or do you think he really would have, like?
I think he felt not disappointed. He felt slapped. Like he said, he felt like it was a slap in the face that they didn't offer him. So he did what he did. And the Bulls switched it up.
Quickly, too. Just go back to the Bulls' dysfunction, man.
I mean,
we're not going to offer you the max. But as soon as someone else does.
See what they think you should do.
Right.
And then we'll give it to you. And then we're going to go trade for whatever his name is.
What's
the stupid name, guy?
Who are we talking about?
Yeah, we just gave a lot of money to as well. Or just absorbed his contract.
Yeah. Otto Porter Jr. So let's be real. Otto Porter Jr. right now, I take over Zach LaVine.
Wow.
Otto Porter Jr. is overpaid, but I know what Otto Jr.'s specialty is, and he's a three-point shooter. Mm-hmm. Those corner threes, he is automatic right there. Yes, did he hop in the league at the – did he become a free agent at the perfect time where he was going to get the bags opened up? Yeah. That's that entire summer that everybody that was up to get paid got paid.
Yeah.
Like, how many max contracts right now are of players that you were like, wait, he getting the max?
Yeah.
D'Angelo Russell's in Golden State making $28 million. Ugh. So that's more than Draymond Green.
Ugh. And I know Draymond knows that.
Sick. They've had a conversation about it, too.
Wait.
About Draymond, I'm not paying for no meal.
You can't wait.
D'Lo got it. Bro, got it. Send it over to the light-skinned dude with the shaved eyebrows.
And the snitch. Don't think I forgot, fam.
Yeah. You think he has to have that talk with the teammates about that? Like, so what really happened with you
snitching? Somebody going to walk up and like, what's up, bro?
Someone asked Nick Young.
My wife said, that's Steph talking.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I ain't got time for none
of it, man.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to keep a happy home. Right.
I ain't got time for a fuck up.
Right. So
what else we got?
Yeah. What else? Whoa. Shit. So you took Zach and who? Sorry, just put a wrap on that.
I didn't say Zach.
I'm sorry. You took Lowry and you're leaving it open. Can I just plug in Kobe there for the sake of the transition to the next segment?
I guess. So, he's a very fast player.
Yeah, right. He's twitchy. He's twitchy. We like that. We like to see the fast movements, right? Especially out of young guys.
I thought the summer league, which is what I'm sure you're going to, was very meh.
Yeah.
Overrated.
I was going to transition to the bag getting. Kobe White already secured his first endorsement, rocking with Giordano's.
Oh yeah,
pizza. Shout out to him, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, and he's got the look. You know, he looks like a fun guy. Looks pretty marketable.
Yeah,
it made me think, dude. And I didn't ask you about this. I wanted to ask you fresh. If you were to be a Chicago athlete and you had to pick two sponsors. Chicago-based companies to sponsor you. Who are you picking?
That's a great question. Chicago-based companies. Harold's Chicken.
Yeah. See?
No, I'm just playing.
Oh, I mean, it crossed my mind, too. Yeah, I was like, so what, it would be the dude with the knife in his hand, on the patch.
I'll get Harold some money. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I think there's no shame in being sponsored by Harold's. People in Chicago look at you like a god.
Yeah, for sure.
All right.
Which one of yours?
I'm probably going to go just for the love and him being around for so goddamn long. Mm-hmm. I'm going with a deep cut. I'm going with Bob Roman.
Wow.
I'm doing the Lion. Because I'm getting the car.
Yeah.
I'm getting the car. Hey, true. Bobby, true. I need to rotate these bad boys.
Wow.
I'm shooting commercials bi-monthly when I come, drop the new keys off. That's another one I thought about. Other deep cut Chicago ones that crossed my mind, Empire. We would turn that into a whole. I'm surprised Chaz the Rapper hasn't gentrified it. But
there's not a lot of Chicago options.
Here we go. We're going to beer. Goose Island.
Goose Island. But they are based in New York now.
Oh, okay.
Everybody forgets that.
Lagunitas.
Lagunitas based in California. They do have a brewery here, though.
Shit. We just got the satellite.
Petaluma. That's what it is.
You know.
But Lagunitas they were bought by Heineken as well. So they're really just, did you know?
No, but I'm not Heineken surprised, last year. Man. Just like
that's all these companies do. They just merge.
Get big enough to get bought.
Get bought. Yeah, that's what they do. And I hate that one. It's like when a restaurant has great food and they get known for their, like Al Chaval, you know, which I still love, but they get known and then they get big. And
any Chicago restaurants that getting the Dion sponsor.
Yeah, Hog Salt, all the Hog Salt restaurants.
See?
Which is all Chaval, Bavette's, the Smoked Meats, Green Street Smoked Meats is all under
Green
the same.
Green Street Smoked Meats.
All under the same.
That'd be a hell of a commercial.
Yeah.
Let me get you Green Street Smoked Meat.
Yeah. So it's a lot of restaurants in Chicago, obviously, that a great player could sponsor.
So, all right, bet. Yeah, no, I just wanted to know your thoughts on who would be sponsoring you as a Chicago athlete. Mm-hmm. I got to give a shout out to Lou Malnati's.
Of course.
You know, so now I have to ask.
Oh, boy.
Don't lose Giordano's or you have a write-in?
Now, if we're going stuffed, I have to go with Giordano's chicken sausage specialty pizza. Okay. It's amazing. It's
you don't
chicken.
Mess with the pork?
I do,
okay.
But that particular pizza is amazing. It's chicken, sausage, spinach, and mushroom.
Ooh.
It's a great combination, and I swear you will not get another pie after you try that one.
Oh, that's real words. I do
Malnati's is great. I do like the sausage patty, but it's a little monotonous.
Yeah.
Dan,
I think that's your the wife saying she's ready for another beverage. That's his intercom out here at the estate. Can't hear him from on the other anchor. I mean, I'm going with the Lou is my pizza. You know, the butter crust with the spinach and the sausage, like
the patty, the
sausage
crumble.
Patty.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, that's just how we get down with our Chicago and our meats. You know, we like them long and we like them.
It's a very rare pulse. It's a very rare
this episode sponsored
time
by
Pause. When you have raw sausage, Pause. And bake it with, because usually, you know, it's like you just throwing it in there to warm it. But
yeah,
we're talking slow and just low.
Just loving
the
it.
The crust is awesome. But yeah, I mean,
go get you some Chicago pizza. If you haven't been to Chicago, please, please, please don't have an opinion about Chicago pizza until you have it in Chicago.
It's like
what
I
is
eat
this?
It with
a knife and fork.
I need a spoon for this. They call this a pie.
It's bullshit. I go to New York, you give me a slice, I fold it.
I grab one
it
hand.
It's like cardboard. I've been in New York. It's just terrible.
Is
bro.
It? Is
their pizza's disgusting.
See.
And the fact that they have the nerve.
The audacity, actually.
They sell it for $1, bro. The
reason for that.
That tells you right there, stop. There's no, you know, now I'll give New York the sandwich, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
The deli, but that's it. That's all I got for you.
See.
But,
Last segment of the show. Want to get Dion's thoughts real quick. We'll do a little rapid fire action. Dion, Madden 20 ratings came out. Who do you think is the number one rated quarterback in the game?
Quarterback?
Quarterback for Madden. Now, that's a different answer than quarterback in the league right now.
Number one rated quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Man. Pat Mahomes.
You would be correct. They gave that boy all the love off rip.
I swear I didn't know.
One take.
I just know I had him on my fantasy, and I will this year, and I'm going to bust his ass, Dylan's ass, Danny's ass, whoever else want their ass bust is coming.
Oh boy.
So get ready for this ass bust.
Oh, boy. Well, since you're on a roll,
Pause.
Who's number two? Who's number two?
Quarterback?
Number two quarterback rating in Madden.
I don't know, Rams guy.
Oh, no. The GOAT.
Tommy. Of course.
So, rounding out the top five, Patrick Mahomes,
Rivers.
97. Tom what? Brady, 96. Philip Rivers. They love Riverboat Phil.
Stop, bro.
94. Drew Brees, 92. Andrew Luck, 92. And then Russell Wilson, 91. Luck, a name you have not heard yet. A name you have not heard yet, A-Rod. Aaron Rodgers.
A-Rod. I guess.
Think that's low for him?
He had a pretty...
Tell the truth. Same with the devil.
Season last year. Pretty whack.
He's not getting younger.
I'm looking forward to the season. I just wish it would hurry up to see what the Bears do. And hopefully our options will change for their record.
What's Mitch rated?
Mitchie T.
Oh boy, we're scrolling. Nice.
I
spelling.
See that Mariota and Jameis Winston are ahead of him.
Yeah,
that's not a good sign.
The fact that's a little disrespectful that they have
75, right below Ryan Fitzpatrick
and Jameis Winston
even play every game. Neither did Jameis. Alex Smith broke his leg in half and he's ranked higher than him. That's Mitchie should look at this and be like, wow.
That's a little disrespectful. That's a little disrespectful.
Didn't he break his leg in like the third game?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
But there you go. We're running short. So
next week we'll finish out the list
for sure. Yep. And be more in depth with some football. And we got to talk to Cubbies.
Oh, yeah.
For Rick, this is Dion EC Sports. Have a good night.
Yep.